As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America. Coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Tuesday, July the 27th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you, especially as we're joined this morning by Dr. Michael Kaufman, the president of Environmental Perspectives Incorporated, to discuss the Wildlands Project as it relates to the newly established National Ocean Council and the Ocean Policy Task Force. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, as always. And to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office Box 96 out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. A big shout-out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, and AM 1710, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. Gold traverses below $1,200 this morning on a weakening U.S. dollar. Crude and equities are climbing. The National Ocean Council, UNESCO Marine Spatial Planning, Agenda 21, Chapter 17, Ian McCarr-Gerben Trialogues, Localizing Agenda 21, and so much more on the plate for today. But let's go into that market report for this morning, Tuesday, July the 27th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Fine gold trading off 50 cents at $1,181.60 an ounce. Silver flat on early trading at $18.18 an ounce. Platinum up $11 at $1,557 an ounce, and palladium up $6 at $476. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning: $1,180.70 for a low, $1,188.40 for a high. But at $1,181.60, your gold is up year to year $228.50 for a 23.97% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning set the gold price at $1,184. We're trading a bit below that now. SPDR gold shares dropped about 0.31 metric tons of gold overnight. They're holding 1,301.74 metric tons ostensibly in their treasure chest, valued on State Street at $49.51 billion. Yesterday was an up day for the Dow Jones, closing up 101 at 10,525. The NASDAQ closed up 27 at 2,296, and the S&P 500 was up 12 at 1,115. Crude oil this morning up 55 cents. At 79.53 cents per 42-gallon barrel of that light sweet crude delivered in Oklahoma as it is, and the U.S. dollar index off 19 basis points at 81.85. Folks, stay tuned. There's a lot to come with our special guest, Dr. Michael Kaufman, right after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, July 27th, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Special treat today. This is part three of what will be likely an ongoing series for some days in regards to this new executive order that was signed recently by Barry the Usurper, creating the National Ocean Council, the stewardship of the ocean, our coast, and the Great Lakes. What will make this broadcast today very special is we're joined this morning by Dr. Michael Kaufman. Many of you may remember or have seen on the internet or in various posts the Wildlands Project, a very peculiar map. Well, that map is a product of work that was performed by Dr. Michael Kaufman that really saved our bacon. And without further ado, I'm going to bring the Master Blaster right up on with us on Become Vocal Local. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, William.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's been a long time coming. I've wanted to have you on the air ever since I got a chance to listen to your presentation down in Dallas at the Freedom 21 seminar, Connecting the Dots to Agenda 21 and Sustainable Development. That was a thrilling discussion that you have, and it's always compelling because as you, and I'm going to let you let the audience know a little bit about yourself and how you came up with this map, but as you put that map together and put it out there, I mean, the first time I saw it, I just about went into shock. The idea that there's actually those out there in positions of leadership and authority globally that would actually intend to so restrict and reduce our use of this continent that our founders set forth for us and gave it to us in a trust, that they would so restrict it that animals and rocks would actually have more rights than people is just absolutely profound. And as we move into this discussion today about the National Ocean Council and the marine spatial planning, we can see that this is not just an illusion, that this is actually an ongoing implementation strategy. But in the few minutes that we have in this segment, and there's still 6 minutes remaining, perhaps you could give us, just the audience that are new and haven't heard you speak before, a little bit of an overview of just who is Dr. Michael Kaufman and what is the Wildlands Project. And then perhaps in the next segment, we could even discuss a little bit about the new book that you have for us.
That sounds good. Basically, I have a PhD in ecosystems analysis and have done extensive research in the areas of ecosystems as well as climate change. In fact, I did a major multi-million-dollar research project on the effects of global change or global climate change on our nation's ecosystems back in the 1990s. And it was during that time when I realized that there was a huge agenda, because the science just was not backing up the idea that man was causing global warming, and began to track the money trail and find out what was going on, and went into a state of shock, as you just indicated, as I realized there was a huge agenda behind this, and it was being promoted by a group of people who were basically what's called pantheists, the idea that nature is God and that they must protect nature, their God, from humanity. And a number of international treaties was coming up, including the Convention on Biological Diversity, Climate Change, and so forth, that would literally lock us into a set of rules and regulations that they deemed would protect Mother Nature against human use and limit our ability, so that nature's needs always come before man's needs. And I basically left my job at that point. I couldn't believe what I was seeing, and begin to try to help Americans understand what was truly happening. And I was tracking a couple of different organizations. One was an international organization called the IUCN, the International Union for the Conservation of Nature, who was writing a lot of these United Nations treaties. And one of the foremost ones that they were writing was the Convention on Biological Diversity. The same organization also wrote what's called the Wildlands Project, which basically called for setting aside one half of the United States into wilderness areas, either huge million-acre reserves, what they call wilderness reserves, or corridors, wilderness corridors up and down rivers and across mountain ranges and that sort of thing, to allow nature, grizzly bears and bears and coyotes and wolves and so forth, to roam freely through the United States, that would be isolated, and we'd have the United States broken into habitable zones for humanity. In other words, we would be cut off from everybody else in these little cells of development around the country. That became the key cornerstone of the United Nations Convention on Biological Diversity. I won't go into the details, but we fought that thing tooth and nail for 4 months in the U.S. Senate, and come to the last day before the Senate was supposed to vote on this treaty, I was able to present them with a map that I had been working on for a couple of years that shows what would happen if one half of the United States was actually put aside for wilderness. And the map was put up in the U.S. Senate, the 4x6-foot poster, and it literally sent shockwaves through the Senate, because it is horrifying to realize exactly what they had in mind in this process. It was so horrific that the U.S. Senate didn't even consider it. It was taken off of the books. It was never voted on. And that was just an hour before they were scheduled to vote for shutting off discussion and closure vote. So it came very, very close. However, as we will be discussing today, what we're going to see is that this same mentality is cut across the board in a variety of different things in Agenda 21. Agenda 21, as you probably well know, is a 40-chapter document that basically covers every aspect of our use and interaction with nature, as well as our femininity and a variety of other things that is covered that. And basically, Agenda 21 will control, if it's ever fully implemented by law, it will control everything that you and I do. Everything. I want to leave nothing out, because it controls everything.
Well, one of the things, Michael, that I see and that we've been seeing for the last 10 years is that when people think, oh, well, this big book, you know, this is old school, this is 1992, well, why do you talk about ancient history? But what we're seeing, Michael, and you're well aware of this, is the gradualism or the gradual implementation part by part and piece by piece. And certainly when we look at this executive order 13547, we're implementing, folks, the United Nations marine spatial planning process under the guise of something that is a United States initiative, something that, our executive department came up with. And in the executive order here in front of me, again, it's executive order 13547, folks. You can look it up on their, on your internet. Just Google, Scroogle, Dogpile, or Webford. Stewardship of the Ocean, Our Coasts and the Great Lakes. This creates the National Ocean Council and is part of the dialogue inside of this particular executive order. They reference marine spatial planning and coastal and marine spatial planning without ever giving the head the nod to the United Nations. So what it basically is, they break it all up, and then piecemeal they implement it bit by bit. Now, back we're going to come right into a break, and when we come back from the break, this marine system, folks, will do for the oceans and for all of the coastlines much of what the Wildland Project envisioned for the interior sections of the country. There will be places where man just will not dare to go. And so we'll be right back. Stay with us. Much more to come.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And at the risk of being pedantic, I have long established this broadcast and styled it as an internet homeschool classroom for those of us that are really interested in doing something about keeping this country of ours intact. And certainly that's much of the focus of Michael Kaufman's Environmental Perspectives Incorporated, folks. The website there, for those of you out there in the listening audience, is www.epi-us.com, EPI, like Environmental Perspectives, Inc., -us.com, EPI-us.com. And on that website, you'll find a lot of information, plus many resources. Now, Mike, I want to commend you, because what the whole idea of becoming Vocal Local is, and what we've been talking about on this broadcast now for 2 years, the idea here is to actually become Vocal Local and to energize within the system at wherever you can and whenever you can. And this is precisely what you were able to do. And so, folks, take heart. You know, even though we've been virtually under martial law ever since Reconstruction times, there are things that we can do. And by recognizing a problem and not falling asleep on it, Michael was able to avert major legislation that could have brought this whole house of cards to us much, much earlier, forcing them to take a new act or new tact in their game plan. But, Michael, in the ongoing concept of becoming Vocal Local, you've got a new book out, Rescuing a Broken America. Tell us just a little bit about that book.
Yeah, Rescuing a Broken America, Why America is Deeply Divided and How to Heal It Constitutionally, is a brand new book. It's only been out for a week and a half, and it is a dynamic book targeted towards helping people understand the full agenda of what's going on. It used to be over 1,000 pages. I wrote it about 5 or 6 years ago, and it was too long. I got involved in other things, and just came back to it after watching what had happened with the Obama administration the first year of this, and condensed it down, brought it up to date, and used the Obama decisions, the legislation, and other issues that Obama was doing as the fodder for helping people to understand what is causing the deep division within this country and how it was done, who did it. We know the international elite, you probably talked about that on your program, as well as the institutions they took over, especially private property rights, what's going on there, how they have done that, because private property rights are key to both our security and freedom, as well as our economic wealth. You have to have private property rights to create wealth, and how they have basically undermined that and are about ready to destroy private property rights here in the United States, as well as our public education, the legal system, the media, and all the rest that has basically been conformed to this new world view, because we have a war going on within the United States over worldview. We either use the Locke approach that caused, which basically Locke is known as the father of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, established the concept that man is free and sovereign over the government. And that is versus Jean-Jacques Rousseau, a Frenchman who basically said that the state has all sovereignty over the individual. And we are gradually moving into the Jean-Jacques Rousseau camp. And basically, what that calls for is that the government is sovereign over the individual. The individual has no rights other than those given to him by the state, whereas the Locke approach is that we have our natural rights based on God, not the state. And it is huge.
And I think we can see that when we look at the Declaration and the Bill of Rights, so to speak, as opposed to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights coming as it is from the United Nations. And so in your discovery, in our discovery, and certainly this is an ongoing thing, this executive order is July 19th dated, so we're all very new at this particular discovery. But in your state of Maine, which is, you know, your home place, this is an excellent opportunity for us to start talking about this idea of marine spatial planning, because your coastline is absolutely irregular, and it is just chuck-a-luck full from antiquity with communities. Let's talk about that very precious margin, if you will, that lies from, let's say, out into 30 miles out into the ocean, coming up the continental shelf, then in to the onto the coastline, the shoreline itself proper, and then back to the mean high water line, and then perhaps the next 20 or 30 miles in, where all of the watersheds and all of the various pollutions and human activity happen. And think about that zone as coming under not only the United States and the Department of Homeland Security and the NSA and everybody else who's going to be in on this, folks. They're all part of the council. Read the executive order, read it and weep. But also the United Nations. How would that impact just the state of Maine? How would that impact the relationship between property and people where you live, Michael?
In southern Maine, it's the most developed. Basically, a lot of the population of the United States lives within that 35, in the United States, yes, but the same thing with the southern part of Maine, lives within that 35-mile zone from the ocean. And what this law does is basically the same thing that the Wildlands Project would do. It establishes a buffer zone to protect the resources, in this case of the ocean, from mankind. It goes back to the same, it always goes back to the same roots. We have to protect nature against man. That's the whole mentality. It's been brought down from Agenda 21 from the United Nations through the President's Council on Sustainable Development and Sustainable America, so that now the basic marching orders for every federal agency is to protect nature from God, from man, not to have man utilize the resources of nature, but to protect nature from the use of man. So when you consider that almost all of the population, over half of the population of the United States, lives along this 35-mile zone, that puts federal regulators, who have no accountability whatsoever to the people they're regulating, in charge of their life, their development, and so forth. It's the perfect planner's dream, if you understand what I'm saying. It basically gives them total control over their lives, and all of these people's lives.
And let's talk about how that control actually comes in. First of all, you're a mapper. I am, too, having a pretty extensive land surveying and civil engineering background, and certainly working with AutoCAD and other things as technology came up. It gives you an opportunity to work on multiple layers and really become very intensified with the GIS, GPS, global governance system, where you actually are connecting to satellites and for your surveying. This gives the planner vast tools that they previously didn't have. It was so cumbersome to come up with these paper maps over and over again. But some of the things that they're talking about in the marine spatial planning process, and certainly in the United States, is looking at a place, folks, like the coast of Maine, and you can pull it up on your encyclopedia if you have it, an atlas or a globe, and look at that. But going along and mapping out all of the various flora and fauna and marine activity in that zone, and creating corridors where, let's say, a ferry vessel could come in and out and no, none other, where, let's say, a pleasure craft could come and go and none other, in buoys, in lanes, if you will, just like you're driving on a road, where you could fish, how much of you could fish, where you could not fish, where you could mine for gravel and sands out of the ocean, where you could not do that. It gives them the opportunity to use what I call this idea of legal positivism, where basically whatever the print says, and this would be all of these unelected boards and councils, zoning commissions, and so on, this gives them the opportunity to create rules, regulations, principles, permits, taxes, licenses, penalties, exactions of all kinds, wouldn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it does. And let me just give you an example. First of all, before I do, if you go back to the actual enabling language of the various presidential documents, what you will find is that it emphasizes stakeholder and public participation. What that means is that the private landowner has nothing to say in it. It's decided by these outside forces like the Sierra Club and so forth.
And we'll be right back on that note.
Okay.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And for all of our listeners out there, no matter where you live, if you live along the coastline, if you live inland along any body of water or river, if you live in a watershed of any kind near a lake or an inland sea, you're included in this discussion. Your property rights are in jeopardy. And certainly, as we were going into the break, Michael had just mentioned the ogre of the day, the public-private partnership. And so many times we forget that the government is part of that public sector. And when they speak of the public, they're always talking about all these agencies. And we are the private sector, not the public sector. But before we jump back to that, Michael, I want to just draw attention to the regional concept of this, too. My audience is well aware of regions and regionalism. But when we look at the coast of Maine, when we look at that, we're looking at the most northeasterly portion of the northeast region. Right below you is the mid-Atlantic, then the South Atlantic, then we go into the Caribbean, into the Gulf of Mexico. Of course, there's the Great Lakes region. Then there's all of the West Coast. Then there's the Alaska Arctic region. And then there's the Pacific Island region. Now, that Alaska Arctic region, folks, has more landmass in it than most of the United States. And so we're basically handing over to these unelected, appointed, public-private partnerships, boards, and Soviet councils control of the vast quantity of available resource that actually, just like John Locke and Adam Smith talked about, land, labor, and capital, the real true generation of the wealth, if you're not bringing it up out of the ocean, if you're not mining it up out of the ground, if you're not harvesting the timber or the crops, you're not generating wealth. It's the difference between a service society and a service economy and a true wealth moving forward society. And so in all of this discussion, when we start to bring in these public-private partnerships, understand as well that just like in the Kelo versus New London case, which we've talked about on this broadcast in the past, Michael, the individual is going to be trumped by the corporate in this system time and time again.
Absolutely. And we need to understand that there's this collusion, and we're gradually moving towards, well, we are in fascism, but we're gradually moving towards an absolute fascist system with the government and major multinational corporations deciding what's good for you and I, which in fact basically is bad for you and I and good for them. But it's a system that is totally contrary to our founding fathers' vision of what a healthy society would be, with abundant private property rights and the ability to create wealth from that, as you just mentioned. And it's just really, really imperative to realize that it's this war of ideologies that is causing such a deep division within the United States, because people who have had a history of freedom are now coming under government control, and they're having a backlash. When all control is controlled by the federal government, basically there is a line at the Senate and Congress door basically to try to pressure Congress into doing certain things for their particular group. And when you have that, you basically have utter division, and it will self-destruct. Our founding fathers actually warned us of that. That's in my book, Rescuing a Broken America, and it shows very clearly why the system that they're trying to set up cannot work and what we need to do about it. By the way, I did not mention the website for the book. It's www.rescuingamericabook.com, rescuingamericabook.com, to find out more about it and what's in it and so forth. It is a dynamic book. Many people who have read it have decided they've got to run for office. It's had such an impact on them. And even liberals, and I think this is important to realize, many of you in the listening audience understand what's going on, but the vast majority of Americans do not. And I have had liberals read this book that have told me that they were going to put it aside after the first couple of pages, and they got hooked, and they could not believe what's happening, and they are really on board now. These are people that have voted for Obama and many of their progressive congressmen and so forth that are now understanding really what's at stake and are taking action to do it. If we can help the American people begin to understand that this is a tool that can be used to hand your friends or progressive liberals that just don't understand what's going on, if they're open-minded, they'll go into a state of shock.
Well, certainly one of the ideas that I float on this broadcast on a regular basis is the spirit of division. And folks, you can find it in your own Bibles at, they believe it's Matthew 12 and 24. But, the idea that if a house can be divided against itself or a kingdom divided against itself, it cannot stand. And when, Harold J. Lasky, came up with this, more modern writings in regards to the idea of pluralism, a very important terminology. What has happened, folks, over the last couple hundred years is that we have transitioned from government to governance. That governance is actually the product of a plethora of pluralistic groups. In other words, you've got the World Wildlife Federation, you've got the Sierra Club, or the, what do they call, the Nature Conservancy, and every bugs and bunny group out there that you can imagine. You have every special interest in the world out there, and they're in there, like you said, Michael, they're lining up, they're queuing up every morning in Congress, bringing their millions and millions, whether they're championing for pharma, or whether they're championing for the military, or whoever they might be champions for. Maybe they're pro abortion, they might be anti-abortion, they might be who knows whatever, but they're all lining up there, and they are the ones that get the actual ears of Congress. And because they do finance campaigns from local to Global, they're the ones that are being served by government. Government's not representing you, dear listeners. They're representing these various pluralistic groups. And so these are tools that we need. And what we're really dealing with here is we're challenging belief systems. Belief systems. Now, whether you're a Christian or you're not, whether you're a believer or an unbeliever, or atheist or whatever, if you're an American and you like this country, remember that that Declaration of Independence is an absolutely vital document. It's one of the organic documents. And whether you embrace it or you don't, if you will reject your Creator, if you reject that, then you reject the certain unalienable rights that come along with it. It's only secured if we can understand that the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them to a station with all the rest of the countries on this planet. And so ever since the evolutionists and the Malthusians and all that got in and started to erode this belief system of ours, they have made great gains on this. But when you set it aside, folks, when you set this aside, you lose the only protection you've got. Michael?
Absolutely. And it's really imperative for people to understand that if we are going to maintain sovereignty over the government, we have to begin to back off of all the laws and so forth that have been passed the last 50 years. It gives more and more power to the federal government. I strongly believe that it's unconstitutional, it's never intended, and we have an all-powerful federal government now that has to be broken. It was ironic that the founders, when they set up the constitutional system and wrote the Constitution, they intended for the federal government to be weak and ineffective in many, many areas. And they limited the powers of Washington in Article 1, Section 8 to 18 enumerated powers. We've gone way beyond that at this particular point in time. And the reason that they had done that is because they knew an all-powerful federal government would be as venal and as oppressive, as Jefferson said, as the government from which we have just separated. That's what Jefferson said. He knew what was going to happen. He saw what happened in the French Revolution under Rousseau and realized that this could happen here in the United States, too, if they're successful in getting power into Washington. And basically, they limited the power of Washington to make it inefficient. They wanted to make it inefficient. And here we see almost every week where the president and others are saying we've got to make government more efficient, and the only way you can make government more efficient is to take your liberties away from you. Because the government has to become all-powerful.
There certainly couldn't be a more systemically powerful system than what we've got created here. And folks, if you doubt this, just go to this executive order. Again, it's 13547, Executive Order 13547, signed on July the 19th of 2010. And look at Section 4 and then Section 4B, and look who is going to be sitting on this council. This is the establishment of a National Ocean Council, but it's got the National Intelligence, it's got the Director of the National Science Foundation, it's got the Department of Homeland Security, it's got the Intel and every imaginable group in here, and there are plenty of them. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. But part of this also, Michael, it's really important, is where we can actually be effective on this is when the attempt to transition, as I like to say, from global to local, because all of these action plans are going to find themselves in consensus meetings and in town hall meetings and in public comment periods right where we are. And so by being Johnny on the spot and doing our homework and listening to the best minds that we can bring to the radio and the air, folks, I want you to be ready to block this with everything that you've got as it comes into a town near you, which it will be doing. They have a timeline.
It will definitely be doing.
Yes, and they have a timeline, Michael. They have a timeline, and they have it broken down into how many months we can expect for these things to be implemented.
Right. It's going to be organized by non-elected officials. It's going to be run by non-elected officials. You're not going to have any say in it other than these local meetings. And we have found in the past where we are able to bring in their own documents and hit the key points from their own documents, we can undermine them and help us to block all of this action at the local level. It is so critically important that you get involved.
Absolutely. And folks, we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Now, folks, if you want to understand this from the standpoint of, let's say, treasonous, traitorous, treacherous batards in Washington, hear this right out of the executive order. All right. This is out of Section 2 policy, subsection 7. Exercise rights and jurisdictions and perform duties in accordance with applicable international law, including respect for and the preservation of navigational rights and freedoms, which are essential for the global economy and international peace and security. And this, coming out of Washington, D.C., you would expect it out of New York and the United Nations. But we can certainly understand that in this process, they're going to have to come up with some money. And this executive order, basically, this is taking money out that was appropriated from one group or one agency and transferring it quietly. This is that sleight of the hand sideward motion. But as they set this up and as they create this new body with all of the various and sundry computers and offices and buildings and chairs and automobiles and everything else that government always brings along with it, it's also taking away from other areas that have congressional appropriation approvals, and it's putting it into these new quiet behind-the-scenes things. But, Michael, is back to the idea of this public-private partnership. The financing for most of this is going to be coming from corporations and from all of the permits, the taxes, the licenses, the fees, the penalties, and the exactions as this is implemented.
Yes, it definitely will. That's the truth. That's the case with all of these schemes, be it interior part of the continent or along the oceans or in the oceans themselves. It all is being funded by increased fees and also taxes. Taxes will be increased by this. And the key, I can't help but keep coming back to the fact that even though you're paying taxes and even though you're being charged fees, it's all being run by unelected bureaucrats and outside pressure groups like the Sierra Club and others that are going to be deciding who gets to have what and when, where these basic areas that will have to be man-free along the coastlines. There could be development there now, but eventually they'll have to have that development rooted out and let it go back to nature. This was part of the United Nations Convention on Biological Diversity that we were able to stop in the U.S. Senate a number of years ago. They had actually had a whole chapter of how to close down communities, towns, cities along the rivers and that type of thing because they interfere with biological diversity. That was taken out of a final document when we stopped it here in the United States by exposing it. But it, nonetheless, that's their ultimate long-term goal, is to basically turn back much of the coastlines back to nature in order to restore what they believe is the proper balance in Mother Nature, their goddess or god, however you want to put it, so that there's this homogeneity between the land and the sea and so forth, and man only occupies a very limited amount. That is the ultimate goal, and you have to understand it from that point, or you will never understand what in the world they are doing and why they're doing it, because it just doesn't make any sense.
Well, when we look at the Katrina event, if you will, and basically the devastation that was brought on the Ninth Ward and elsewhere in New Orleans, and now, as I sent in my email to both you and Michael Shaw, I believe that this is the other shoe dropping on the British Petroleum Macondo oil well. Let's think for a moment, Michael, if we can, about the possibility or the downside possibility of either partial or total evacuation of much of the coastal region in the Gulf of Mexico, and how that would work into their advantage for this idea of rewilding and preserving these fragile coastal areas, these coastal plains. If you were to go inland, let's say, following Agenda 21-17.3, and let's say we were to go in 37 miles on one side of the Florida Peninsula and go in 37 miles on the other, on the Atlantic seaboard side of it, you would just about cover the state of Florida. The whole idea,
yes, you would.
You know, and then take that on right up around the Gulf, take it through into Alabama and across into Mississippi and then into Louisiana, you and down into Texas as well. If you could, let's say, for the advancement of sustainable development, Agenda 21, smart growth, if you could move people up, out, and away from man-made and natural hazards to satisfy Travelers Insurance and AIG and Prudential to avoid these repetitive loss claims, which is what FEMA is trying to do, what do you see in the Gulf as far as human involvement, let's say 50 years out, maybe 70 years out? Do you think that it would be a drastic reduction in human occupation and a rewilding of the South in the Gulf?
Oh, absolutely. There's no question about it. They basically outline this in their various documents, that there needs to be a depopulation of these areas and a tremendous effort to focus population development into smaller and smaller areas, so that you have these multi-story towers with people having 900 square feet to live in, that type of thing, so that the rest of these areas can be basically turned back to nature. That is a major smart growth. It doesn't matter what it is. Every single one of these programs requires the concentration of population to smaller and smaller areas, and allowing nature to go back to its normal self, so that you have this uninterrupted ecosystems from one flowing from one ecosystem into another. This is the mentality. You have to understand it as a religion, because it truly is a religion. They believe that Earth is God, and that we are destroying the Earth with our development, regardless of the science that shows otherwise, the fact that man can manage ecosystems and make it more diverse and healthier than Mother Nature can do it by herself. The fact is that they have this ideology, this religious belief, and if you really want to understand how serious the religious belief is, just understand the Muslim extremists, Islamist extremists. They have this belief system that must be imposed on the rest of the world And if you get in their way, they'll kill you. That's how strong these kinds of religious beliefs can be. When we stopped the convention on biological diversity, the primary person who had was quoted in the newspapers and so forth of stopping this was assaulted with the intent to kill him right after that happened. These people can be vicious. They can be totally insane in their beliefs. And we need to understand how virulent this is in this belief system. Now, most of the people that have this belief system only have it casually. And what we need to do is to help them understand how bad and how dangerous their belief system is and turn them back to a solid, safe, secure concept of Mother Nature, where we need to take care and protect Mother Nature, but Mother Nature does not have superiority over man and human life.
Well, certainly, whether we look at it from the standpoint of the Yukon to Yucatan wildlife corridor or any of the various wildlife crossings that are being developed around the United States, folks, or whether you look at it from the standpoint of the Nazca corridor running right up and gutting the heart of America, or whether we go back and look at this from the standpoint of the Marine or the Wildlands Project map, giving all of these corridors and connectivity and interconnectivity to the flora and fauna, but then look at it from the standpoint of this marine geospatial as well, Michael. They're going to be looking at all of the migratory routes for the harbor seal and for the salmon and for the flounder and for the perch and the cod and everything else. So, folks, it's all about animals and rocks having more rights than people. If you need to visit with the Georgia Guidestones, get it in your mind. Now, we're almost out of time, Michael. Please tell us your websites again and the name of your book.
Main website is epi-us.com. epi-us.com, and the book website is rescuingamericabook.com. rescuingamericabook.com. Encourage you to look at those sites. They have a lot of basic information that you can use in your own efforts to try to bring the truth to your neighbors, your coworkers, and so forth.
Well, I want to thank you very much for the books and pamphlets that you have put out and the videos as well. Your tireless public speaking. I've really enjoyed the presentation today. I hope the audience has learned a lot from it. I hope to have you again back in the future. And folks, we're looking forward to having Vicki Davis with us tomorrow, and we're going to go into this enterprise economic zones and some of that. And then on Friday or Thursday, Michael Shaw will join us in the second hour, and we're going to look at how ICLEI comes into this as well. So, again, I just want to thank you very much for joining us today, Michael, and we look forward
thank
to
you.
Having you back again sometime in the future. And there he goes, folks. Dr. Michael Kaufman, certainly a very knowledgeable person. Now, we've only got just a brief moment or two left in this first hour. I certainly hope you've listened. I've been watching the call board, haven't seen any calls. But if you have any calls or questions on this concept, please feel free to call in the second hour. I'll be taking those calls then. And do stay tuned, because there's still another hour of broadcasting coming right after this top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, July the 27th, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Now, as we throw off the landing line and move away from the dock for our second hour of today's broadcast. In the first hour, joined as we were by Dr. Michael Kaufman, the president of the Environmental Perspectives Incorporated, to discuss his wildlands project as it related to this newly established National Ocean Council and the Ocean Policy Task Force. We're going to continue this discussion that we've begun last Friday. I'm thankful for Mike Chambers to bring this to my attention on his broadcast and certainly to yours as well. This is going to be a very important topic going forward, as I truly believe this is the other shoe dropping as a result of Macondo gently weeping in the Gulf of Mexico. You never let a good crisis go to waste, as Rahm Emanuel said, and so we're not going to let this drop either. Because the action plan that they've put together, the final recommendations, is connected with a timeline. And it's a relatively short timeline, and a short timeline indeed, which means that this is going to be coming to a town near you relatively soon. And it's always implemented through basically consensus. It's the idea of voluntary compliance. It's the idea of introducing international federal, state, and local grants in aid as inducements for your local governments to clamber on board, and create these regional councils of government. And certainly this system, the Marine Spatial Planning System, just look at that word, spatial plannings, marine spatial planning. Think of it from the standpoint of the geographic information system. You know, the census takers were out and about, harassing the community, talking to everybody, getting three-dimensional coordinate geometry locations on your door, along with perhaps an audio of your voice, perhaps even a visual. I don't know whether they were packing cameras. Certainly would add a little bit to the idea of Google Earth, wouldn't it? The street view cameras, to be standing there chit-chatting with you at the front door, maybe invited inside, sitting in your living room, perhaps at your kitchen table. Well, the whole idea is to database. It's to count every grain of sand on the beach. It's to count every haddock in the sea. The idea is to count every blade of grass and every strawberry plant that you might have in your backyard, every peach, every apple, and so on. Why? Why? Well, it's all about control, my friends. It's about controlling food. It's about controlling natural resources. It's about controlling you in your life. And as Henry Kissinger said, power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Whether there's a Jew or Gentile or Catholic or Jesuit or whomever, the idea basically is that if you will but reach out and reach for that brass ring of power, you will almost instantly find that you have someone else, a fellow traveler, with their hand on your elbow and another one on your wrist, helping you to reach for that brass ring of power. If you want power, you can have it. You can have it on this planet, all right? The problem is that that power comes at a great cost, not only at a great cost to you personally, as we consider who we are and whose we are, but also at a great cost to your family and to all of the people that came before you and all of the people that come after you. And so as we move through this continuing discussion on this idea of a National Ocean Council, the establishment of it, this executive order, again, you can find it right up on the web. Just type in Executive Order 13547. It'll come right up for you. We'll discuss it a bit more, then go back to our other texts and books and authors. Stay tuned.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug-out bags, perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the oraclebroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, July the 27th, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, now in our second hour, and as we are each day, joined by AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis in Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences, and for those of you way at the top of the hour news break and the weather cycle, we're visiting with Dr. Michael Kaufman in the first hour. He's the president of the Environmental Perspectives, Inc. Just jump up on becomevocallocal.com or go straight to oraclebroadcasting.com. If you missed that first hour, and you'd be able to listen to the archive free of charge, high streaming, CD quality, archive audio. Now, continuing, we're looking into this idea. It's not really an idea. It's something happening. Of the Executive Order 13547 that was signed into effect or came into effect on July the 19th recently, just a few days ago. and what it's going to, what kind of an impact it's going to have. Of course, there's nothing really new inside of this executive order. This is just a continuation of a long-term plan. And we'll talk about that long-term plan. But no matter how you come into knowledge, folks, no matter what juncture or what stage of your life, whether you're young and middle-aged or old, no matter how you come into knowledge, once you've come into knowledge, it's then time to do something with it. As I like to say on this broadcast, knowledge truly is power. But if power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely, then can we can ask the question, if knowledge is power, does absolute power, or excuse me, does absolute knowledge have a corrupting influence? Well, it does. It actually does. It's the, I call it the, basically it's the paralysis of analysis. It's not sufficient to know a thing. You must act upon the things that you know. Knowledge is powerful only when it's combined with action. And so as Michael Kaufman seconds what we say here on a regular basis, when he came into this knowledge of the Wildlands Project, what was actually being visioned, what was actually the implications and the impact on we the people, it spurred him to action. It's like putting on your spurs, raking the flank of the horse, and they jump forward, they leap forward with every touch of the spur. So it spurred him into action. And so as you come into knowledge, where you come into knowledge, then it's time to apply that knowledge and in action. And one of the most effective places for us to be at work these days is right where we are in our precincts, in our towns, in our cities, in our counties, and in our states. Attending public meetings. It's not sufficient to stand outside on the street corner with a bullhorn. I mean, it might get you some attention. You know, it gives you a little bit of a sense of gratification. You've gotten up on the soapbox, so to speak. But if you can go inside the meetings, if you can get your name down on the agenda for a five-minute talk or a three-minute talk during the public comment section, and if your local board or council doesn't have a public comment section, you can ask them, you know, implore them to include 5, 6, 10, 15 minutes of their time in their meetings for public comment. And then what do you do with that public comment? Well, you don't come in and rail against them and rail against the machine. Most of the people that occupy these various boards and councils have no more knowledge than you did when you began your journey. And so what we do is we empower them. We speak truth to power. We bring the documents, just as Mike said. We bring the actual documents. You bring in Agenda 21, the book, and you hold it up and slap it with your hand to draw their attention to them and ask them whether they knew or they didn't know that they were actually implementing a United Nations Agenda 21 step 17.3, and then read it to them and sit down. It's a wake-up call. It's a wake-up call for them. It also puts it on notice if they have a recorder, as most do, a secretary. It'll go down in the comments section. They won't be able to deny that they were aware of this later. And so there's so much going on in all of this. Also, the opportunity to go to these consensus meetings. Do you know how to disable a consensus meeting? Do you know how to turn a Delphi meeting upside down and inside out? Well, you refuse to be treated as a child. You refuse to be seated in little circles. You refuse to sit on the floor or sit with somebody, a trained facilitator with flip charts at each of the tables. You refuse. You invoke Robert's Rules of Order. This is a deliberative assembly. This is a town hall meeting where motions can be made and where decisions can be raised. It's not consensus. It's invoking the very basic kernel of a deliberative assembly. Every bit of strength from the idea of quote-unquote democracy, all right? The will of the majority in a meeting like that will prevail. And if you're Johnny on the spot and you bring plenty of people with you, you can actually bring to an end any further discussion. You simply make a motion, all right? You make a motion to postpone indefinitely any further discussion of the creation of a marine spatial plan for your town. All those in favor signify by saying aye. All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. End of story. Everyone gets up, picks up their clipboards, and leaves the room, and the board, an unelected board or council, are sitting there recoiling from the impact of just having their whole program shut down indefinitely. No longer will we discuss it in this town. And you can block incorporations of your town and your village the same way. So we need to learn all of these various and sundry tools. Robert's Rules of Order, a powerful, powerful tool. It's used in Congress, my friends, in their own version. It's used in every group and board. It's used at every corporation, every homeowners group, you know, all a homeowners association. They all, in their bylaws, they all use Robert's Rules of Order as their rule of order for their meetings, their deliberative assemblies. And so these are the things that we can bring to the table, things that we can learn right here on Become Vocal Local, things that you can occupy your time with instead of things, specious things like Lady Gaga or going to the movies or some other time waster. Use your time, every precious moment of your time effectively. And we can turn this around, but it's going to be up to you and it's going to be up to me. And I can't come and do the work in your community because I don't know who all the centers of influence are. I don't know who all the players are. I don't know who are all the members of your local Masonic Lodge. These are things that I've learned right here where I am. I can be more effective here than I can be in your town. So it's going to be up to you to be that impactful individual, that informed citizen, and get out there and become vocal local. Now, with all of that, let's continue along in our study a bit more. From this time today, we're going to go directly to the book again, Agenda 21, Chapter 17. Here's the title, listen carefully, of this chapter. This is 40 chapters in this book. You can buy this book from the United Nations publications directly. But here's the title, Protection of the Oceans, All Kinds of Seas, including enclosed and semi-enclosed seas and coastal areas, and the protection, rational use, and development of their living resources. That's the title of the chapter. Pretty big concept, isn't it? Wrap your mind around that one, right? Now, I've read the introduction in a previous broadcast, and the archives are available. This is part three of a series, and all of these will work together. Just go back and burn them to a disc or something, and you'll have them all. You could share them with others. But let's go into the program area A. We've got about 40 seconds here. Integrated management and sustainable development of coastal and marine areas, including exclusive economic zones. Including exclusive economic zones. And we'll be discussing this tomorrow with Vicki Davis in greater detail. But the basis for action of this section is very revealing. We're not dealing with small thinkers. We're dealing with big thinkers, and they plan long term. We'll be right back.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
A Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And so just to wrap our minds around the magnitude of the discussion here this morning, I'm going to run right around the coastline of America for you. Just listen as I name the states impacted most directly by all of this. There's Maine, of course, and then there's New Hampshire. And then there's Vermont. Of course, Vermont is inland a bit, but it's on a has a principal water area on its west side. Then there's Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut. Then there's New York, of course, New Jersey, Delaware. Then there's Maryland here, coming down the coast, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, of course, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas, and California, and Oregon, and Washington. And then there's the 49th state. There's Alaska, and it's huge by comparison. If you were to set the state of Alaska down on, settle it down with the most northern portion of Alaska on our northern border between Canada and the United States, Alaska lays over, overlays the United States. It's huge, all right? And it's the islands, the Aleutian Islands, that streaks all the way out to the Sakhalin Peninsula, right close to the Amur River, that then becomes the northern border of China. But, of course, it doesn't stop there. It includes all of the Hawaiian Islands and the North Pacific Ocean, and all of the islands, you know, Haiti, and all the protectorates that are there. But wait, as they say, that's not all. Because this system also encompasses the Great Lakes, we also have Minnesota, and Wisconsin, and Michigan, and Indiana, and Illinois, and Ohio, and Pennsylvania, and again, New York. So we're talking about something that's big. So big that it's difficult to wrap our minds around it, so big that the map covers my entire table. Not small change, not a minor point issue here. It's much more than just the Gulf of Mexico. It's much more than the Macondo well prospect. Much, much more. So here's this basis for action now. And the program area, chapter 17, program area A, the basis for action, section 17.3. The coastal area contains diverse and productive habitats important for human settlements, development, and local subsistence. Think about that now, with all that we've heard in the last 90 days or thereabouts from the April 20th disaster or catastrophe, as Robert Schauder likes to say. I like that word, catastrophe. But think about that. The diverse and productive habitats important for human settlements. I don't care for that human settlement development thing. It's a little too animalistic for me. But human settlements, development, and local subsistence. Their livelihoods, their lives, their families, their culture, their heritage. Take away one generation of fishermen and have them all sell their boats. Who then, in the following generation, would be able to teach their young how to fish and where to fish? Lose that cultural identity, lose that knowledge bank, and we've lost a way to feed ourselves. Continuing, more than half the world's population lives within 60 kilometers. That's 37.27 miles. That's the number I advanced earlier in the broadcast with Michael. More than half the world's population lives within 37.27 miles of the shoreline. And this could rise to three-quarters by the year 2020. Three-quarters of the world's population impacted by this kind of marine spatial planning. Many of the world's poor are crowded in coastal areas as well. Coastal resources are vital for many local communities and indigenous people. And throughout Agenda 21, you'll hear the mantra repeated over and over again, women, children, and indigenous people. Women, children, and indigenous people, as if there are no men in the indigenous people, that there are no boy babies ever born. No, it's always women, children, and indigenous people. And there's a reason for that. We won't cover it today. Many of the world's poor, again, are crowded in coastal areas. Coastal resources are vital for many local communities and indigenous people. The Exclusive Economic Zone, the EEZ, is also an important marine area where the states manage the development and conservation of natural resources for the benefit of their people. Manage the development and the conservation of natural resources for the benefit of their people. All right? Very important to understand these words, because as we read the United Nations Agenda 21, the book, the Program of Action for Sustainable Development in Our Time, this is being written from an international standpoint, a standpoint that does not recognize, although they give it lip service, they do not recognize boundaries. They do not recognize sovereign peoples. They don't recognize sovereign states. They trample it and trample it and trample it and encroach and encroach and encroach. But as I said, they often and often do give it lip service. All right? But that's no more than that. For small island states or countries, now you can think of Haiti, you can think of Hawaii, you can think of all of the Aleutian Islands and all of the islands up and down the East Coast, and the islands on the west coast as well. For small island states or countries, these are the areas most available for development activity. Development activity. What is sustainable development? It's sustaining development. It's propping up, it's shoring up something that otherwise would collapse of its own right. All right. What is the idea of sustain? See a show of hands for all of those of you that have ever played a steel guitar or a piano, for instance, or maybe even an organ. Don't know about the electric organ. But certainly with the piano, one of the three pedals down there near your feet is a sustain pedal. Now, I haven't made an intimate study of how this works, but I believe that I am correct when I say this, is that when you press down the sustain pedal, it pulls back all the bumpers, it pulls all the felt away from the strings, and it lifts up the soundboard a bit so that it can just sit there and resonate and resonate and resonate and resonate. That's sustaining that tone, sustaining the tones. But the moment that you lift off with your foot of that pedal, this tone will stop. All right? Sustaining. It's like socialism. How do you keep a socialist system going? It requires the wealth being taken from someone else to support the failed socialist model. It always depends on robbing Peter to pay Paul. So this idea then of these exclusive economic zones naturally would figure very high in this process, because we're looking at ways to sustain the environmental and developmental concerns. Environmental and developmental concerns. Developmental concerns are the big construction companies like, I won't go through the whole litany, but I did work for one of the largest concrete contractors in the world, M.A. Mortensen Construction Company. I worked for one of the largest multidisciplinary engineering firms in the world, URS Company, and so many others. You know, Century 21 Real Estate, among others, you know, inter alia, as they say. But then there's also the Kellogg Brown and Root. There's the British Petroleum, of course, and Exxon Mobil, the largest petroleum producer here in the United States of America. All of these are environmental and developmental concerns, and sustainable development props up and shores them up. And how does it happen? It happens by creating demand. You have to have a demand for these CFL light bulbs. You have to have a demand for your smart meters and smart this and smart that. Okay? All of these things are absolutely essential. So continuing along here, let's look at the next section, 17.4. Despite national, sub-regional, regional, and global efforts, current approaches to the management of marine and coastal resources have not always proved capable of achieving sustainable development. We'll be right back.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the oraclebroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
This is a received a Skype message from Mike Chambers, our good brother, fellow broadcaster here. He follows our broadcast right here each and every day. But he made a comment, and it's absolutely true, okay, is that eventually the tone will stop resonating when sustained. In regards to a piano or my electric guitar, no matter how high I've got the gain cranked up, you know, that note will ring for a long time. But eventually it will cease. And as we have discovered that the whole idea of sustainable development can be reduced to the word demand, my friends, when you stop demanding sustainable development will stop ringing in our ears, it will cease to exist. They have to create the demand. They have to obtain public buy-in. They have to create your, you know, obtain your voluntary compliance. It's all voluntary. They can't force you into that pen. They can't force you into that huddle. You have to go there. And so they paint the beautiful, flowery, sustainable language with their change agents, the change agents' guile. But we can pierce that veil. We can break through that guile, knowing that these fellows that come as experts say, piled high and deep as oft times they are from the academia, from your university extension council, when they come to speak at a local chamber or a commerce meeting or before a city hall, that's when you need to pour out in numbers and you just tear them to shreds and let them know that in your community there's no demand for what they have to sell. There's no demand for the international financial grants and aid and all of the strings that come with it. Every time you put your hands out for unearned shekels, the shekels of control are inevitably clamped down upon you. And so let's continue now. Despite national, sub-regional, regional, and global efforts, current approaches to the management of marine and coastal resources have not always proved capable of achieving sustainable development. And coastal resources and the coastal environment are being rapidly degraded and eroded in many parts of the world. And that's truth. Right? The last part. Absolutely true. We need to practice wise use in all things. We need to understand that our coastal areas are fragile. Instead of falling into this trap that has been set for you by the Edward Bernays School of Public Marketing and Public Relations, instead of falling into this trap and rushing out and buying the latest, you know, Honda or Suzuki four-wheeler and putting it in the back of your 4x4 pickup and going down along the coastal dunes and driving all over the dunes like some kind of a fool, use your brain. Do a little homework. Instead of riding everywhere or all over the coastal areas on your mountain bike, up and down and across the sand dunes and across the grasses and all of that, completely oblivious. I know it's fun. I've done it. I know it's fun. Completely oblivious to what it is that you're doing. Let us practice wise use, not no use. No use is what the globalists want. No use is what the green weenies want. Well, we don't need to be restricted from our access. We don't need to have all of the chains and the hurdles and the permits and the licenses and the fees. But we do need to be an educated people. We do need to be conscious. We need to be responsible and held accountable when we fail. But these are things that we can do and things that we must do. Continuing along here, objectives. Now, this is a basic format in the way that Agenda 21 is laid out. It always goes this way. They have a chapter title, then they have an introduction, then they go through the various program areas, then they break that up into objectives, activities, data and information, the means of implementation, then the human resource development, capacity building, and so on. And it goes through the whole process that way, step by step by step. And it provides ways, the estimates for how much these various parts will cost. And we can learn from everyone. We read everything, you know, listen to anyone. We can use much of this book to help us in our own work. You organize your own information in the same way. Organize your own sales pitch, if you will, the same way. Because these sustainable mercenaries are trained in this. They're schooled in this, and they recognize the pattern. Right? They understand Newspeak when they hear it. They understand a UN glossary when they hear it. And if you can use their process and their program and then turn it inside out, and pop it upside down, you can defeat them right where they are. It's a wonderful feeling when it happens in your life, I can assure you that. Coastal states, here's the objectives. Coastal states commit themselves to integrated management and sustainable development of coastal areas and the marine environment under their national jurisdiction, right? So we're looking at regional, sub-regional, global efforts all combined, and then we're breaking it down and we're trying to find venue and jurisdiction. Absolutely essential to understand those concepts. Absolutely essential. Because they're going to implement all of this and manage it under their national jurisdictions. To this end, it continues, it is necessary to inter alia. Now, in the United Nations speak, you'll find this word, this phrase, Latin phrase, used often, inter alia. All right, what is that? It just simply, in Latin, is among others. But they insert this inter alia as a way of pontificating, as a way of obfuscating the, they're just introducing the obfuscatory linguistics of the logical positivist syntactician. They have to advance their doctorate. They have to maintain their expert status. So they drop a Latin terminology in once. It's the only one used in this 40 chapters, but they use it all the time, inter alia. So if you want to impress, you know, your friends and so on and so forth, just throw in inter alia, wherever you might otherwise say, among others. Continuing, provide for an integrated policy and decision-making process. An integrated policy. What is policy? It's police, isn't it? And decision-making process. Of course, it's not a decision that you're going to be making. You might attend the consensus meeting, but they're going to dialogue you into consensus with a predetermined outcome. And they're experts at it. You know, the bronze man with the perfectly white teeth and the flawless khaki slacks and the nice open at the collar shirt or maybe an izod, you know the type. Oh, and they're excellent. They have all of the neuro-linguistic programming down. Their hands move like a ballet dancer. They got you as soon as you come in the room. And they're trained and they're paid highly and they're taken all over the United States to do these little consensus meetings. But they're dialoguing you into consensus with a predetermined outcome. And you need to be aware of that. That they already know the answer before they give you the questions. So provide for an integrated policy and decision-making process, including all involved sectors. These are all the stakeholders and the actors. The stakeholders and the actors, all of the public-private partners, all right? These are all of the various governments and agencies. These are your principal corporations in the area, the big job providers, the utility companies, all of the things that pose as public and are not, like your transportation authorities and so on and so forth. They're all in the room, and they're invited well in advance, and they already know what the outcome is, but they're there pretending like they're part of a discussion group. They're not. They're just looking for the sheeple that might be in the room so that they can all feel as though they've had a little bit of, you know, interactive democracy, transparency. B, identify existing and projected uses of coastal areas and their interactions. Be very careful when you start volunteering information, existing and projected uses. Be very careful of that. This is the databasing part of this process. This is the databasing part of this process. This is where you start to develop your GIS, your geographic information systems. This is where you get involved with GPS, the geospatial positioning systems, three-dimensional coordinate geometry on everything, including your family dog. And it's all about control. It's all about management. It's all about surveying and interdicting. You know, at what point in your life should government interdict in your life? At what point should your local planning committee interdict in your life? Should they interdict in your life when you enter kindergarten or the Montessori? Maybe they should interdict in your life while you're yet in your swaddling clothes in your mother's arms. Perhaps they should interdict in your life in your mother's womb with diet and injections and noise and things. Perhaps they need to interdict in your life before conception. They need to meet your parents before you've been conceived. Maybe they need to interdict in your life early in the life of your parents. You see how deep this runs? Bertram Schaffner, the Information Control Division. This is how we destroyed the German people after World War II. They perfected it there, then they brought it home to us. Continuing, identify again, B, identify existing and projected uses of coastal areas. Now, who's going to do the projecting there? Are you? Are you going to be there saying, well, we don't want to be locked out from the coast. We want to have, you know, we don't want to be locked out from the bayous. We don't want to be locked out from the canals and the wharfs and the piers. No, what we want are bicycle paths. And then you'll have a little license and you'll have to wear a helmet and elbow pads and knee pads and a special clothing made by Nike. Well, we'll be right back.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny-smashing, cutting-edge talk radio.
And as time whisks by and we slide into the last segment of today's two-hour broadcast, I want to let you know that tomorrow we'll be joined by Vicki Davis, and we're going to go into the economic aspects of this all a lot deeper. I don't know really where she's going to go, but you know it's going to be interesting, folks. And then on Thursday, we'll be joined by Michael Shaw. He's the president, if you will, of the Freedom Advocates. You can find them linked to off my website, becomevocallocal.com. Go over to Freedom Advocates' website. And if you just type my name in their search engine there, you'll be able to find a lot of the talks that Michael and I have had in the past, many years past, back into the 2004 range and forward. I really value his the research and his dedication to this idea of exposing Agenda 21 in all of its formats. And on Thursday, in the second hour, I believe we're going to get together and we're going to talk about ICLEI, Local Governments for Sustainability. Of course, the ICLEI is an acronym, I-C-L-E-I. From the United Nations, founded in 1990, is the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. And he has quite a lot to share on that as well. So back to this Agenda 21, D, C and D here. C, concentrate on well-defined issues concerning coastal management. They always want to concentrate on the things that you know, the obvious, okay? The obvious questions, so that you can feel important, so that you can feel like you're part of the discussion. But there's so much else that's going on. Though they may concentrate on the obvious. They concentrate on the well-defined. They concentrate on all of the talking points, man-made global warming. Anyone that's ever looked at H.R. 24, the Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009, it was come out of Congress, knows that it's far more than cap and trade. It's far more than that. It's far more than a discussion about carbon dioxide. It's just like having Obamacare and then finding the poison pill inside of it about the use of a 1099 form for everything, every transaction in excess of $600. All right? But they concentrate on well-defined issues concerning coastal management. Here's D. Apply preventive and precautionary approaches in project planning and implementation. You know, I've used the analogy before. Don't put it in your mouth. You don't know where it's been. Remember that? Your mother tell you that? Don't put that in your mouth. You don't know where it's been. Precautionary and preventative. Plan for the worst, you know. Hope for the best, or hope for the best, plan for the worst. This meme that's floated out there. All the survival people are involved in this as well, up to their eyeballs. Whether they know it or unknow it. There's lots of unknowing agents. And then there's lots of agents out there, too. But apply preventive and precautionary approaches. In other words, we'll just go ahead and make something off limits and out of the reach of the people, whether we're confident that it has any impact, deleterious or otherwise, just in case. So just in case there might be an impact, we'll just say that, no, you can't go to this sand dune area. No, you won't be able to hike in these mountains. No, you won't be able to visit this wilderness area. No, you'll have to have a permit because we need to track and trace you. No, you'll have to carry a GPS unit so we can see where you're going and find you if you got lost. All right? Believe me, all that's happening. Apply preventive and precautionary approaches. This is the precautionary principle in project planning and implementation. You always err on the side of precaution, including prior assessment and systematic observation of the impacts of major projects. All right. So based upon what has happened in the Gulf of Mexico with the Macondo prospect, there will be a whole new bevy of environmental protection Act laws coming in, mineral management service system will come in with a whole new system of regulation, which may ultimately dissuade anyone from exploring the oil near our coasts, so that we will perpetually be dependent upon foreign sources for oil, even though we sit on a virtual cornucopia of oil and petroleum products right here in the United States of America. Continuing, promote the development and the application of methods such as national resource and environmental accounting. This is this GIS again. This is numbering all the blades of grass, numbering all the wildebeest, numbering all of the wolves, and all of the grizzly bear, and all of the puma. All right. Promote the development and application of methods such as national resource and environmental accounting that reflect changes in value resulting from uses of coastal and marine areas. You see, if you have good research, if you have all of the dots, you know, dotted, or the I's dotted and the T's crossed, if you've got lots of numbers, you can basically, as they said, you can indict a ham sandwich. And remember, we are dealing with international law here. We're talking about the International Bar Association, not just the American Bar Association. We're talking about the court at The Hague. We're talking about the implementation of the LOST, Laws of the Sea Treaty. What are the Laws of the Sea Treaty? Remember when we visited? And if you missed it, you can go back to the archives and pick it up. The authors of They Own It All, including you, by the means of toxic currency, Ronald P. McDonald and Robert Rowan, M.D. All right? Remember that? What are we talking about when we get involved with the laws of the sea? Of course, we're talking about admiralty law. You know, the admiral, Cristobal Colón. The only thing that Cristobal's ever invented or ever discovered was how to master his fear. All he had to do was sail due west, and he hit the landmass. Couldn't have missed, even if he was blind. All he had to do was just persevere and do what his brother Bartholomew told him to do. Take this compass, sail west, brother. You're going to hit land. We know it's there. Anyway, continuing along, It says, promote the development and application of methods such as national resource and environmental accounting that reflect changes in value resulting from uses of coastal and marine areas, including pollution, marine erosion, loss of resources, and habitat destruction. Habitat destruction. All right. We've got to be able to count our whales, you know. Got to be able to do all of those things that we've done in the past. Here's another F. Provide access as far as possible for concerned individuals, groups, and organizations to relevant information, relevant on a need-to-know basis, by the way, and opportunities for consultation and participation in planning and decision-making at appropriate levels. What's an appropriate level? The appropriate level is after all of the research has been done, you'll see a notice that the, let's say NOAA, for instance, is going to be having a public meeting. They're going to reveal, they're going to unveil a marine spatial plan for your county following the final recommendations of the National Ocean Council. All right? And you'll see that notice in your newspaper. Yes, you will. And it'll be held at a church or a public building, and it'll be at 6 o'clock at night. When you get there, there'll be a line, big line, and when you look inside the room, there'll be all these graphs and photographs and circles and arrows and all of the people in their official costumes, whether they're brown shirts or whether they're green shirts or whatever they are, they're in there. And they'll be standing and manning all the booths, and they'll have pencils to give you and little pieces of paper and things like that, and they'll answer all your questions, and you'll leave. And you'll fill out little questionnaires and little surveys and petitions and things like that. You'll leave all that behind you. You'll leave, and then they'll publish the report in the morning because they've already got it printed. All right? But you feel as though you've had an opportunity for consultation and participation and planning and decision-making at appropriate levels. And what I'm always distressed by is how very few people actually show up to those dog and pony shows as if they don't care. No one's listening. No one's doing anything, and apparently they just don't care. Well, here's some important terms. Ecosystem-based management, an integrated approach to management that considers the entire ecosystem, including humans. It's an integrated approach to management, including humans. We're managing humans right here in America. Managing humans, all right? Got a minute to go. The goal of ecosystem-based management is to maintain an ecosystem in a healthy, productive, and resilient condition. All right? Doesn't mention you, does it? No. Like Dr. Kaufman said, this is all about preserving Mother Gaia. It has little or nothing to do with you. Sea use management, analogous to land use management in terrestrial environments. Sea use management, and then they go on and they list 5 points. We'll cover this tomorrow. Marine spatial planning. Marine spatial planning, this is defined now, the public process of analyzing and allocating the spatial and the temporal distribution of human activities in marine areas to achieve ecological, economic, and social objectives that are usually specified through a political process. Marine spatial planning should be a ecosystem-based and is an element of sea use management. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Hope you've enjoyed the broadcast, enjoyed the visit with Michael Kaufman. I'll be back again tomorrow morning with Vicki Davis. And until then, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.